the Book of Job. This book takes its name from the holy man of whom it treats, who, according to the more probable opinion, was of the race of Esau, and the same as Jobab, king of Edom, mentioned General 36.33. It is uncertain who was the writer of it. Some attribute it to Job himself, others to Moses, or some one of the prophets. In the Hebrew it is written in verse, from the beginning of the 3rd chapter to the 42nd chapter. Job chapter 1, 1-1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was simple and upright, and fearing God, and avoiding evil. Uz. The land of Uz was a part of Edom, as appears from Lamb 4.21. Ibid. Simple. That is, innocent, sincere, and without guile. 1:2. And there were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. 1:3. And his possession was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a family exceedingly great. And this man was great among all the people of the east. 1:4. And his sons went, and made a feast by houses, every one in his day. And sending, they called their 3 sisters, to eat and drink with them, and made a feast by houses. That is, each made a feast in his own house and had his day, inviting the others, and their sisters. 1:5. And when the days of their feasting were gone about, Job sent to them, and sanctified them, and rising up early, offered holocausts for every one of them. For he said, lest perhaps my sons have sinned, and have blessed God in their hearts. So did Job all days. Blessed. For greater horror of the very thought of blasphemy, the scripture both here in verse 11, and in the following chapter, verse 5 and 9, uses the word blessed to signify its contrary. 1:6. Now on a certain day, when the sons of God came to stand before the Lord, Satan also was present among them. The sons of God, the angels, Ibid. Satan also, etc. This passage represents to us in a figure, accommodated to the ways and understandings of men, 1. The restless endeavors of Satan against the servants of God, 2. That he can do nothing without God's permission, 3. That God doth not permit him to tempt them above their strength, but assists them by his divine grace in such manner, that the vain efforts of the enemy only serve to illustrate their virtue and increase their merit. 1:7. And the Lord said to him, whence comest thou? And he answered and said, I have gone round about the earth, and walked through it. 1:8. And the Lord said to him, hast thou considered my servant, Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a simple and upright man, and fearing God, and avoiding evil? 1:9. And Satan answering, said, doth Job fear God in vain? 1:10. Hast thou not made a fence for him, and his house, and all his substance round about, blessed the works of his hands, and his possession hath increased on the earth? 1:11. But stretch forth thy hand a little, and touch all that he hath, and see if he bless thee not to thy face. 1:12. Then the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy hand. Only put not forth thy hand upon his person. And Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. 1:13. Now upon a certain day, when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine, in the house of their eldest brother. 1:14. There came a messenger to Job, and said, the oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them. 1:15. And the Sabines rushed in, and took all away, and slew the servants with the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell thee. 1:16. And while he was yet speaking, another came, and said, the fire of God fell from heaven, and striking the sheep and the servants, hath consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell thee. 1:17. And while he also was yet speaking, there came another, and said, the Chaldeans made 3 troops, and have fallen upon the camels, and taken them. Moreover, they have slain the servants with the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell thee. 1:18. He was yet speaking, and behold another came in, and said, thy sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother. 1:19. A violent wind came on a sudden from the side of the desert, and shook the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon thy children, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell thee. 1:20. Then Job rose up, and rent his garments, and having shaven his head, fell down upon the ground, and worshipped. 1:21. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. As it hath pleased the Lord, so is it done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 1:22. In all these things Job sinned not by his lips, nor spoke he any foolish thing against God. Job chapter 2, 2-1. And it came to pass, when on a certain day the sons of God came, and stood before the Lord, and Satan came amongst them, and stood in his sight. 2:2. That the Lord said to Satan, Whence comest thou? And he answered, and said, I have gone round about the earth, and walked through it. 2:3. And the Lord said to Satan, Hast thou considered my servant, Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a man simple and upright, and fearing God, and avoiding evil, and still keeping his innocence? But thou hast moved me against him, that I should afflict him without cause. 2:4. And Satan answered, and said, Skin for skin, and all that a man hath, he will give for his life. 2:5. But put forth thy hand, and touch his bone and his flesh, and then thou shalt see that he will bless thee to thy face. 2:6. And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, he is in thy hand, but thou art save his life. 2:7. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, and struck Job with a very grievous ulcer, from the sole of the foot even to the top of his head. 2:8. And he took a potsherd and scraped the corrupt matter, sitting on a dunghill. 2:9. And his wife said to him, Dost thou still continue in thy simplicity? Bless God and die. 2:10. And he said to her, Thou hast spoken like one of the foolish women. If we have received good things at the hand of God, why should we not receive evil? In all these things Job did not sin with his lips. 2:11. Now when Job's three friends heard all the evil that had befallen him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz, the Themanite, and Naldit, the Sudite, and Sophar, the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment to come together and visit him, and comfort him. 2:12. And when they had lifted up their eyes afar off, they knew him not, and crying out, they wept, and rending their garments, they sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. 2:13. And they sat with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no man spoke to him a word. For they saw that his grief was very great. Job chapter 3, 3-1. After this, Job opened his mouth, and cursed his day. Cursed his day. Job cursed the day of his birth, not by way of wishing evil to anything of God's creation, but only to express in a stronger manner his sense of human miseries in general, and of his own calamities in particular. 3:2. And he said, 3:3. Let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, A man-child is conceived. 3:4. Let that day be turned into darkness, let not God regard it from above, and let not the light shine upon it. 3:5. Let darkness, and the shadow of death, cover it, let a mist overspread it, and let it be wrapped up in bitterness. 3:6. Let a darksome whirlwind seize upon that night, let it not be counted in the days of the year, nor numbered in the months. 3:7. Let that night be solitary, and not worthy of praise. 3:8. Let them curse it who curse the day, who are ready to raise up Leviathan. 3:9. Let the stars be darkened with the mist thereof. Let it expect light, and not see it, nor the rising of the dawning of the day. 3:10. Because it shut not up the doors of the womb that bore me, nor took away evils from my eyes. 3:11. Why did I not die in the womb? Why did I not perish when I came out of the belly? 3:12. Why received upon the knees? Why suckled at the breasts? 3:13. For now I should have been asleep and still, and should have rest in my sleep. 3:14. With kings and consuls of the earth, who build themselves solitudes. 3:15. Or with princes, that possess gold, and fill their houses with silver. 3:16. Or as a hidden and timely birth, I should not be. Or as they that, being conceived, have not seen the light. 3:17. There the wicked cease from tumult, and there the weary in strength are at rest. 3:18. And they sometime bound together without disquiet, have not heard the voice of the oppressor. 3:19. The small and great are there, and the servant is free from his master. 3:20. Why is light given to him that is in misery, and life to them that are in bitterness of soul? 3:21. That look for death, and it cometh not, as they that dig for a treasure. 3:22. And they rejoice exceedingly when they have found the grave. 3:23. To a man whose way is hidden, and God hath surrounded him with darkness. 3:24. Before I eat I sigh, and as overflowing waters, so is my roaring. 3:25. For the fear which I feared, hath come upon me. and that which I was afraid of hath befallen me. 3:26. Have I not dissembled? Have I not kept silence? Have I not been quiet? And indignation is come upon me. Job chapter 4, 4:1. Then Eliphaz the Themanite answered and said, 4:2. If we begin to speak to thee, perhaps thou wilt take it ill. But who can withhold the word he hath conceived? 4:3. Behold, thou hast taught many, and thou hast strengthened the weary hands. 4:4. Thy words have confirmed them that were staggering, and thou hast strengthened the trembling knees. 4:5. But now the scourge is come upon thee, and thou faintest. It hath touched thee, and thou art troubled. 4:6. Where is thy fear, thy fortitude, thy patience, and the perfection of thy ways? 4:7. Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent, or when were the just destroyed? 4:8. On the contrary, I have seen those who work iniquity, and sow sorrows, and reap them. 4:9. Perishing by the blast of God, and consumed by the spirit of his wrath. 4:10. The roaring of the lion, and the voice of the lioness, and the teeth of the whelps of lions, are broken. 4:11. The tiger hath perished for want of prey, and the young lions are scattered abroad. 4:12. Now there was a word spoken to me in private, and my ears by stealth, as it were, received the veins of its whisper. 4:13. In the horror of a vision by night, when deep sleep is wont to hold men. 4:14. Fear seized upon me, and trembling, and all my bones were affrighted. 4:15. And when a spirit passed before me, the hair of my flesh stood up. 4:16. There stood one whose countenance I knew not, an image before my eyes, and I heard the voice, as it were, of a gentle wind. 4:17. Shall man be justified in comparison of God, or shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Shall man be justified in comparison of God, etc.? These are the words which Eliphaz had heard from an angel, which, verse 15, he calls a spirit. 4:18. Behold, they that serve him are not steadfast, and in his angels he found wickedness. 4:19. How much more shall they that dwell in houses of clay, who have an earthly foundation, be consumed as with a moth? 4:20. From morning till evening they shall be cut down, and because no one understandeth, they shall perish forever. 4:21. And they that shall be left, shall be taken away from them. They shall die, and not in wisdom. Job chapter 5, 5:1. Call now, if there be any that will answer thee, and turn to some of the saints. 5:2. Anger indeed killeth the foolish, and envy slayeth the little one. 5:3. I have seen a fool with a strong root, and I cursed his beauty immediately. 5:4. His children shall be far from safety, and shall be destroyed in the gate, and there shall be none to deliver them. 5:5. Whose harvest the hungry shall eat, and the armed man shall take him by violence, and the thirsty shall drink up his riches. 5:6. Nothing upon earth is done without a cause, and sorrow doth not spring out of the ground. 5:7. Man is born to labor, and the bird to fly. 5:8. Wherefore I will pray to the Lord, and address my speech to God. 5:9. Who doth great things, and unsearchable and wonderful things without number. 5:10. Who giveth rain upon the face of the earth, and watereth all things with waters. 5:11. Who setteth up the humble on high, and comforteth with health those that mourn. 5:12. Who bringeth to naught the designs of the malignant, so that their hands cannot accomplish what they had begun. 5:13. Who catcheth the wise in their craftiness, and disappointeth the counsel of the wicked. 5:14. They shall meet with darkness in the day, and grope at noonday as in the night. 5:15. But he shall save the needy from the sword of their mouth, and the poor from the hand of the violent. 5:16. And to the needy there shall be hope, but iniquity shall draw in her mouth. 5:17. Blessed is the man whom God correcteth. Refuse not, therefore, the chastising of the Lord. 5:18. For he woundeth, and cureth. He striketh, and his hands shall heal. 5:19. In 6 troubles he shall deliver thee, and in the 7th, evil shall not touch thee. 5:20. In famine he shall deliver thee from death, and in battle, from the hand of the sword. 5:21. Thou shalt be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, and thou shalt not fear calamity when it cometh. 5:22. In destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, and thou shalt not be afraid of the beasts of the earth. 5:23. But thou shalt have a covenant with the stones of the lance, and the beasts of the earth shall be at peace with thee. 5:24. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle is in peace, and visiting thy beauty, thou shalt not sin. 5:25. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be multiplied, and thy offspring like the grass of the earth. 5:26. Thou shalt enter into the grave in abundance, as a heap of wheat is brought in its season. 5:27. Behold, this is even so, as we have searched out, which thou having heard, consider it thoroughly in thy mind. Job chapter 6. 6:1. But Job answered, and said, 6:2. O that my sins, whereby I have deserved wrath, and the calamity that I suffer, were weighed in a balance. My sins, etc. He does not mean to compare his sufferings with his real sins, but with the imaginary crimes which his friends imputed to him, and especially with his wrath, or grief, expressed in the third chapter, which they so much accused, though, as he tells them here, it bore no proportion with the greatness of his calamity. 6:3. As the sand of the sea, this would appear heavier. Therefore, my words are full of sorrow. 6:4. For the arrows of the Lord are in me, the rage whereof drinketh up my spirit, and the terrors of the Lord war against me. 6:5. Will the wild ass bray when he hath grass? Or will the ox low when he standeth before a full manger? 6:6. Or can an unsavory thing be eaten, that is not seasoned with salt? Or can a man taste that which, when tasted, bringeth death? 6:7. The things which before my soul would not touch, now, through anguish, are my meats. 6:8. Who will grant that my request may come, and that God may give me what I look for? 6:9. And that he that hath begun may destroy me, that he may let loose his hand, and cut me off. 6:10. And that this may be my comfort, that afflicting me with sorrow, he spare not, nor I contradict the words of the Holy One. 6:11. For what is my strength, that I can hold out? Or what is my end, that I should keep patience? 6:12. My strength is not the strength of stones, nor is my flesh of brass. 6:13. Behold, there is no help for me in thyself, and my familiar friends also are departed from me. 6:14. He that taketh away mercy from his friend, forsaketh the fear of the Lord. 6:15. My brethren have passed by me, as the torrent that passeth swiftly in the valleys. 6:16. They that fear the hoary frost, the snow shall fall upon them. 6:17. At the time when they shall be scattered, they shall perish. And after it groweth hot, they shall be melted out of their place. 6:18. The paths of their steps are entangled. They shall walk in vain, and shall perish. 6:19. Consider the paths of Thema, the ways of Saba, and wait a little while. 6:20. They are confounded, because I have hoped. They are come also even unto me, and are covered with shame. 6:21. Now you are come, and now, seeing my affliction, you are afraid. 6:22. Did I say, bring to me, and give me of your substance? 6:23. Or deliver me from the hand of the enemy, and rescue me out of the hand of the mighty. 6:24. Teach me, and I will hold my peace. And if I have been ignorant of anything, instruct me. 6:25. Why have you detracted the words of truth, whereas there is none of you that can reprove me? 6:26. You dress up speeches only to rebuke, and you utter words to the wind. 6:27. You rush in upon the fatherless, and you endeavor to overthrow your friend. 6:28. However, finish what you have begun. Give ear and see whether I lie. 6:29. Answer, I beseech you, without contention, and speaking that which is just, judge ye. 6:30. And you shall not find iniquity in my tongue, neither shall folly sound in my mouth. Job chapter 7. 7:1. The life of man upon earth is a warfare, and his days are like the days of a hireling. 7:2. As a servant longeth for the shade, as the hireling looketh for the end of his work. 7:3. So I also have had empty months, and have numbered to myself wearisome nights. 7:4. If I lie down to sleep, I shall say, when shall I rise? And again, I shall look for the evening, and shall be filled with sorrows even till darkness. 7:5. My flesh is clothed with rottenness and the filth of dust. My skin is withered and drawn together. 7:6. My days have passed more swiftly than the web is cut by the weaver, and are consumed without any hope. 7:7. Remember that my life is but wind, and my eye shall not return to see good things. 7:8. Nor shall the sight of man behold me. Thy eyes are upon me, and I shall be no more. 7:9. As a cloud is consumed, and passeth away, so he that shall go down to hell shall not come up. 7:10. Nor shall he return any more into his house, neither shall his place know him any more. 7:11. Wherefore, I will not spare my month, I will speak in the affliction of my spirit, I will talk with the bitterness of my soul. 7:12. Am I a sea, or a whale, that thou hast enclosed me in a prison? 7:13. If I say, my bed shall comfort me, and I shall be relieved, speaking with myself on my couch. 7:14. Thou wilt frighten me with dreams, and terrify me with visions. 7:15. So that my soul rather chooseth hanging, and my bones death. 7:16. I have done with hope, I shall now live no longer. Spare me, for my days are nothing. 7:17. What is a man, that thou shouldst magnify him, or why dost thou set thy heart upon him? 7:18. Thou visitest him early in the morning, and thou provest him suddenly. 7:19. How long wilt thou not spare me, nor suffer me to swallow down my spittle? 7:20. I have sinned. What shall I do to thee, O keeper of men? Why hast thou set me opposite to thee, and am I become burdensome to myself? 7:21. Why dost thou not remove my sin, and why dost thou not take away my iniquity? Behold, now I shall sleep in the dust, and if thou seek me in the morning, I shall not be. Job chapter 8:8-1. Then Baldad, the Suhite, answered, and said, 8:2. How long wilt thou speak these things, and how long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind? 8:3. Doth God pervert judgment, or doth the Almighty overthrow that which is just? 8:4. Although thy children have sinned against him, and he hath left them in the hand of their iniquity. 8:5. Yet if thou wilt arise early to God, and wilt beseech the Almighty. 8:6. If thou wilt walk clean and upright, he will presently awake unto thee, and will make the dwelling of thy justice peaceable. 8:7. Insomuch, that if thy former things were small, thy latter things would be multiplied exceedingly. 8:8. For inquire of the former generation, and search diligently into the memory of the fathers. 8:9. For we are but of yesterday, and are ignorant that our days upon earth are but a shadow. 8:10. And they shall teach thee. They shall speak to thee, and utter words out of their hearts. 8:11. Can the rush be green without moisture? Or sedge bush grow without water? 8:12. When it is yet in flower, and is not plucked you with the hand, it withereth before all herbs. 8:13. Even so are the ways of all that forget God, and the hope of the hypocrite shall perish. 8:14. His folly shall not please him, and his trust shall be like the spider's web. 8:15. He shall lean upon his house, and it shall no stand. He shall prop it up, and it shall not rise. 8:16. He seemeth to have moisture before the sun cometh, and at his rising, his blossom shall shoot forth. 8:17. His roots shall be thick upon a heap of stones, and among the stones he shall abide. 8:18. If one swallow him up out of his place, he shall deny him, and shall say, I know thee not. 8:19. For this is the joy of his way, that others may spring again out of the earth. 8:20. God will not cast away the simple, nor reach out his hand to the evildoer. 8:21. Until thy mouth be filled with laughter, and thy lips with rejoicing. 8:22. They that hate thee shall be clothed with confusion, and the dwelling of the wicked shall not stand. Job chapter 9:9-1. And Job answered, and said, 9:2. Indeed I know it is so, and that man cannot be justified, compared with God. 9:3. If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one for a thousand. 9:4. He is wise in heart, and mighty in strength. Who hath resisted him, and hath had peace? 9:5. Who hath removed mountains, and they whom he overthrew in his wrath, knew it not? 9:6. Who shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble? 9:7. Who commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and shutteth up the stars, as it were, under a seal? 9:8. Who alone spreadeth out the heavens, and walketh upon the waves of the sea. 9:9. Who maketh Arcturus, and Orion, and Hyades, and the inner parts of the south, Arcturus, etc. These are names of stars or constellations. In Hebrew, Ash, Sesel, and Sima. See note chap. 38, verse 31. 9:10. Who doth things great and incomprehensible, and wonderful, above which there is no number. 9:11. If he come to me, I shall not see him. If he depart, I shall not understand. 9:12. If he examine on a sudden, who shall answer him? Or who can say, why dost thou so? 9:13. God, whose wrath no man can resist, and under whom they stoop that bear up the world. 9:14. What am I then, that I should answer him, and have words with him? 9:15. I, who although I should have any just thing, would not answer, but would make supplication to my judge. 9:16. And if he should hear me when I call, I should not believe that he had heard my voice. 9:17. For he shall crush me in a whirlwind, and multiply my wounds even without cause. Without cause. That is, without my knowing the cause, or without any crime of mine. 9:18. He alloweth not my spirit to rest, and he filleth me with bitterness. 9:19. If strength be demanded, he is most strong. If equity of judgment, no man dare bear witness for me. 9:20. If I would justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me. If I would shew myself innocent, he shall prove me wicked. 9:21. Although I should be simple, even this my soul shall be ignorant of, and I shall be weary of my life. 9:22. One thing there is that I have spoken, both the innocent and the wicked he consumeth. 9:23. If he scourge, let him kill at once, and not laugh at the pains of the innocent. 9:24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked, he covereth the face of the judges thereof. And if it be not he, who is it then? 9:25. My days have been swifter than a post. They have fled away and have not seen good. 9:26. They have passed by as ships carrying fruits, as an eagle flying to the prey. 9:27. If I say, I will not speak so, I change my face, and am tormented with sorrow. 9:28. I feared all my works, knowing that thou didst not spare the offender. 9:29. But if so also I am wicked, why have I labored in vain? 9:30. If I be washed, as it were, with snow waters, and my hands shall shine ever so clean. 9:31. Yet thou shalt plunge me in filth, and my garments shall abhor me. 9:32. For I shall not answer a man that is like myself, nor one that may be heard with me equally in judgment. 9:33. There is none that may be able to reprove both, and to put his hand between both. 9:34. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. 9:35. I will speak, and will not fear him. For I cannot answer while I am in fear. Job chapter 10. 10:1. My soul is weary of my life. I will let go my speech against myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. 10:2. I will say to God, do not condemn me. Tell me why thou judgest me so. 10:3. Doth it seem good to thee that thou shouldst calumniate me, and oppress me, the work of thy own hands, and help the counsel of the wicked? 10:4. Hast thou eyes of flesh? Or, shalt thou see as man seeth? 10:5. Are thy days as the days of man, and are thy years as the times of men? 10:6. That thou shouldst inquire after my iniquity, and search after my sin. 10:7. And shouldst know that I have done no wicked thing, whereas there is no man that can deliver out of thy hand. 10:8. Thy hands have made me, and fashioned me wholly round about, and dost thou thus cast me down headlong on a sudden? 10:9. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and thou wilt bring me into dust. 10:10. Hast thou not milked me as milk, and curdled me like cheese? 10:11. Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh. Thou hast put me together with bones and sinews. 10:12. Thou hast granted me life and mercy, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. 10:13. Although thou conceal these things in thy heart, yet I know that thou rememberest all things. 10:14. If I have sinned, and thou hast spared me for an hour, why dost thou not suffer me to be clean from my iniquity? 10:15. And if I be wicked, Woe unto me! And if just, I shall not lift up my head, being filled with affliction and misery. 10:16. And for pride thou wilt take me as a lioness, and returning, thou tormentest me wonderfully. 10:17. Thou renewest thy witnesses against me, and multipliest thy wrath upon me, and paint war against me. 10:18. Why didst thou bring me forth out of the womb? Oh, that I had been consumed, that I might not see me. 10:19. I should have been as if I had not been, carried from the womb to the grave. 10:20. Shall not the fewness of my days be ended shortly? Suffer me, therefore, that I may lament my sorrow a little. 10:21. Before I go and return no more, to a land that is dark and covered with the mist of death. 10:22. A land of misery and darkness, where the shadow of death, and no order, but everlasting horror dwelleth.